السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Ulama e kiram, most respected brothers, also sisters listening at the madrasa and over receivers. Once again in this majlis of zikr we will have one naat sharif. Because as I mentioned last week also that the hearts, they pull towards Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Tayyibah during these days. We are in the months of Hajj and then we will be in the days of Hajj. So any Muslim anywhere in the world who has got a little bit of love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then though he may not be able to physically make it there to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Tayyibah, or go and perform Hajj or Umrah or Ziyarat, but he can use his imagination, he can recite Naat Sharif, he can recite Durood and Salam upon Nabi-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in this way present himself spiritually. With his soul he can be there, although bodily and physically he may be here. That is the great blessing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And therefore I have mentioned this many a times, that this is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that he has given us this power of imagination. A person can be sitting here and he can be on the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A person can be sitting here and he can be in Madinah Sharif. He is sitting here but he can be in Makkah Sharif. He is sitting here and he can be going round and round the globe. Imagination, he can imagine so many things. He can imagine himself standing at the Rauza Mubarak and reciting Salat and Salam at the Rauza of Nabiya Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He can imagine himself making tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif, of being present in Mina Muzdalifah, of being present in Arafat. And also the person can use this same power of imagination, or what we call fantasizing powers, for all kinds of haram fantasizing. What will he get by haram fantasizing? Nothing. Dirt will come into the heart. When the person starts haram fantasizing, it is like how he has opened up a whole gutter in which urine and stool and all kinds of filth is flowing. And the person has opened that gutter into his house. From the top, it gets the outlet into the house. If there is a flat upstairs and it has got that sewage pipe running, and now if some stupid person has to say, no, I would like to open it into my house, what would we think of that person? So this park, pure heart, does it not even have that value of that clean house? That house of ours which we say must keep it clean. We don't want any kind of stench and any kind of stink. And especially if there is some kind of leakage and some kind of filth is pouring from the top floor or from wherever it may be. Then look at the immediate effort that we make, call a plumber, look for someone to sort this problem out. We can't take this stench. Because we say the house must be kept park. So that house which is one day going to be destroyed. One day we are going to leave that house, or that house is going to leave us. And there's nothing wrong in keeping it clean. That's a hukam of Sharia. Sharia tells us to look after, to keep it pure. But this heart in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli comes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot come into anything else except the heart of a mu'min, meaning the tajalli of Allah ta'ala can only come into the heart of a mu'min. Therefore, that example again, that if a person has got some very, very honored and respectable guests, very dignified personalities have come or will be coming, the Imam of Haram Sharif is expected, or some other great personality is expected. Now, as far as greatness is concerned, everybody looks at greatness with his glasses. So somebody will say the president of the country, somebody will say the prime minister of the country, somebody will say the king and ruler of the country, and some people will say some Allah-wala is expected, Imam of Haram Sharif is expected, some Waliullah is expected. So whosoever looks at it with whichever glasses is immaterial. But the fact is, if that person is dignified in his sight, and that person is coming to visit him, then the person begins cleaning that place long before time. He says, I'm expecting so and so is going to be arriving. So therefore, clean up the house, clean up his room, put perfume, put fragrance, put itar, make everything looks fresh and smelling fragrant, because he's a dignified guest. Now, if that dignified guest has to come and somebody says that I've got a room ready for you, and when he goes into that room, then there's dead cats, dead rats, and a few corpses there. Human bodies dead, or some dead carcasses there. Like we tell this person, go and sleep inside there. Even if there's one dead rat there, he's not going to sleep. One dead rat also is not going to be acceptable, because he's a dignified person. And even if he's not dignified, he's an ordinary human being, then too it is against etiquette that the person should make the person sleep in such a room. So if we cannot entertain or make any guest of ours sleep in such kind of rooms where such kind of dead bodies are lying, then what about all those dead bodies that are in our hearts? The carcasses that in our hearts, the filth that is in our hearts, those dead rats and cats are nothing. That kind of filth that that haram fantasizing brings into the heart, or watching all that haram brings into the heart, how do we expect Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with His glory to send down the tajalli into such kind of hearts? Then if we take such kind of hearts and go to Makkah Sharif, we'll come back just like that. Unless, of course, we make sincere tawbah that, Ya Allah, we made a mistake in our lives. We're not going to go back with this kind of dirty hearts. That is why we have come to Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, so that we may purify these hearts, so that we may fumigate, so that we may remove all that stench and filth of sins that has embedded itself in our hearts. میں کعبہ اسی منہ سے جاؤں گا شرم کو خاک میں ملاؤں گا رو رو کے ان کو مناؤں گا بگڑی اپنی یوں بناؤں گا I will go with the same face of mind to the Kaaba Sharif. I'm not going to be worried about shame. But what am I going to do there? I'm going to cry before my Allah. I'm going to make a change in my life. I'm going to change my, ask Allah Ta'ala to change the direction of my life. How many times do I need to keep going there and coming, and still come back with the same kind of hearts? So, bigdi apni yun banaunga. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram. نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم, یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم, ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم, ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم. In my sight, O you mountains of Haramain Sharifain, you hold a position of great dignity, great honor, great respect, yet you are just the mountains of these Mubarak cities. If just the mountains of Madina Sharif and the mountains of Makkah Sharif are Muhtaram, then what about Makkah Sharif itself? And what about Kaabatullah Sharif, because of which Makkah Sharif is so muhtaram? Makkah Sharif, which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala chose for the birth of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the establishment of the first house for his worship on earth, Allah Ta'ala chooses Makkah Mukarramah. For the revelation of the first verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala chooses Makkah Mukarramah. And then you can go on and on all the virtues. There's no time to go into all the details now. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system was such that every Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was blessed with the opportunity of coming to Makkah Mukarramah. Now which places they were, different countries they were. Travel was not as easy as it is today. But somehow the 124,000 of them, Allah Ta'ala made it possible for them to go to Makkah Mukarramah. Therefore, Hazrat says in one of his poetry, Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. جس چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم, جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم. جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. وے ان مائی قسمت تم ایک طواف آف دا حرم شریف, طواف of the Kaaba Sharif, that piece of ground, that area on which walked the Mubarak feet of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that park, pure, clean, Mubarak feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, walked in that area. The Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam walked. The area is the same. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions, 124,000 of them in the Hajjatul Wida, all making tawaf around the same Kaaba Sharif. Ah, what a scene that must have been. The world will never see another scene of that kind. Each and every one of them in the leadership of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, and each and every one of them with a purified soul and a purified heart. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, what certificate can be more than that? We have leaders in like myself. Sometimes we go We have groups following us. Alhamdulillah, I'm not involved in any kind of agency, commission, business, nothing. So clear your minds. They come, they join. We tell them this is the program, that's about all. Stay where you want. Fly in whichever aircraft you wish. Eat what you wish to eat. These are the programs, that's all I do. But in any case, now we have people following. But I know what I am. You know what you are. And all our other group leaders, they know what they are. Can any one of them really claim to be something in comparison with those companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? All put together cannot reach the stage of the lowest sahabi. All the awliya put together, not talking about ordinary people like us, all the greatest of the awliya of the time and of the world, past, present and future, put together cannot reach the status of the lowest ranking sahabi. The one who just saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whilst this person was in a state of iman, he just saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Didn't speak to him, didn't shake his hand, didn't talk to him, didn't even listen to any speech or bayan or waz or nasihat from a distance as a mu'min and as a believer. He just puts his gaze on the mubarak, shining, nurani, glittering face of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he passes away after that as a mu'min and as a Muslim. That companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His status and rank is so high, that the awliya, past, present and future, all the mashayikh, all the muhaddithin, mufassireen, cannot reach his status and position. So if that is the position of one lowest ranking sahabi, put 124,000 of them, and amongst them Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, and all the other great, great companions. The angels also. That was the only time they had witnessed such a gathering. Now we go and we try to imitate. So, ya jibas, kaha meri qismat tawaf haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam, jis se chipke the kul seenaye anbiya, mere seene ko haasil hai wo multazam. That multazam, where duas are accepted, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his hands above his head, and attached his heart and chest to that section between the Hajr Aswad and the door of the Kaaba Sharif. Meri nazron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al haram, ya jibal al haram. Meri nazron mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al haram, ya jibal al haram. Dua-e haram lazzat-e multazam ho ata sabko ye ni'mat-e muhtanam. May Allah Ta'ala bless everyone with this great ni'mat. Ho ata sabko ye ni'mat-e muhtanam. Ye dua-e haram lazzat-e multazam. The enjoyment of dua in the haram sharif. The enjoyment at the multazam. May Allah Ta'ala bless everyone. Now those very mountains which are so mubarak, which are the recipients of the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, mountain of Uhud, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. The mountain loves us and we love this mountain. If you look at the mountain also, it's got a very, very unique shine. It is as if the noor is shining forth from those mountains. The same with the, go to Arafat and look at Jabal Rahma. What do we do? Climb onto camels, put our children on those camels, put our wives on those camels, and then click away for remembrance, memories. photographs upon photographs, haram upon haram in that Mubarak land. That's our Hajj. We say, what a beautiful background this mountain is. So line up our whole family there and click away. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from the attacks of shaitan and nafs in that Mubarak land. Shaitan doesn't go to sleep there.
اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم.
Oh Allah, it is only your karam, your fazal, your kindness, your ihsan that we are making tawaf of the Haram Sharif. I mentioned this many times. So there are so many people, they go to Jeddah over and over, or they stay in Jeddah, or they stay in one of the other nearby places, but they don't get the opportunity of going and making tawaf. They haven't performed Hajj, and many of them haven't even been to Madina Sharif. We met a person for over 20 years is in Jeddah, and he never went to Madina Sharif. We met a person on one of the flights, he's been in and out of Makkah Sharif. Believe me, he said it himself, in and out of Makkah Sharif, supplying something there to those business houses. And he say, hasn't been into the Haram Sharif. So we must not think it's our greatness and our kamal and our wealth and our property and our fortune that takes us there. Allah Ta'ala gives us an opportunity to make amends, to change our life, to bring something into our hearts, to learn, take lessons from the obedience of and the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Hajira, Hazrat Sara, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, and all these people take lessons.
A gaya samne rauza-e muhtaram, a gaya samne rauza-e muhtaram, جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم, آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم, جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم, جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مؤمن ہے ہم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم, 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 یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم.
آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم, جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. We were thirsty, we were desirous, we were full of anxiety, we were full of restlessness to visit the Rauza Mubarak. Oh Allah, at last it has come before our gaze, Rauza e Muhtaram. آ گیا سامنے Rauza e Muhtaram, جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. Will that person be doing justice if after having been blessed with this sight upon the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, being given the golden opportunity of gazing upon the Rosa Mubarak of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he returns from there or there in Medina Sharif, he starts gazing at all the haram. Goes into his hotel room and watches all the movies and video films and other things. Or when he returns from there, he's back again on that same porn sites. He's back again gazing and casting lustful glances and watching all other haram. Is he doing justice? He was blessed with going to the Multazam. What kind of appreciation is that for the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala?
A gaya samne rauzae muhtaram jiski ziyarat ko ya rab tarasate the hum rahmate do jahan ka hai faize atam jinke sadqe mein muslim o mu'min hai hum.
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sacrifices that today we are Muslim and mu'min, that we are called the khairul ummah. We are blessed with so many different karamat because of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us just ask ourselves one question when our family and when the friends and when the others are saying, let's stand here and pose and take some photographs and pictures sitting on these camels that are here in Arafat and other places, all the other things. That if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had been leading us in that final pilgrimage, we had been one of his companions, would we have had the courage, if there was cameras at that time, to say, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want to take one picture of you with all your companions. They may not have had cameras that time, but can any person produce one picture, one authentic picture of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Arafat or Muzdalifa or Mina or in Medina Sharif, or in the battle of Badr, or in the battle of Uhud, can anybody produce one picture of Hazrat Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We say that the Arabs were masters in art, and they drew pictures of all things, of animals and human beings, and they had portraits, and they had everything. Couldn't one Sahabi had designed, or taken the, or made a picture, or drawn Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and left it for posterity to see. So that we could have seen, this is how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting with his companions. This is how he was making dua. This is how he was standing in Arafat. This is how his daughter got married. Sayyidatana Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. This is how her marriage took place. And this is how the rukhsati was taking place. And this is how she was received. And this is, no. Can anybody show one authentic picture of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or any sahabi or companion? Yes, accidentally, whilst walking, whilst sitting, whilst nowadays, anywhere that you go, you'll be clicked and photographed. It's the age of cameras. So that is unavoidable. If I'm talking about where the person is now justifying every kind of photography. That was the hikmah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or the hikmah of Islam, or the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, that it was forbidden. If everybody had practiced on that, we wouldn't have had one filthy film today. That is what Islam looks at. People say innocent, innocent. Islam doesn't look at one, two innocent pictures. But look at what photography has led to. Which place you don't find now filthy pictures. Every home is flooded with it. Those newspapers we bring, some articles maybe of some news value, read that. And after that, to allow those big papers to lie around, and the people are just walking into those homes, our little children, our wives, our daughters, our sisters, our family members and friends, and all those filthy pictures just lying around. Newspapers are stacked up there, they can open any page and see any kind of filthy picture. If there was a need to read some news article, finish, after that, throw it. What are we going to cry over? Then we say, no peace, no sukoon, Rana, restlessness, restlessness. No barakat also in my home, no barakat. Plenty of earning, but no barakat. Where will the barakat come from? I will conclude. Salatine al
ہیں سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا, میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا, ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم. میرے مالک یہ یونس کی سن لے دعا.
It is the poetry of Nat Sharif of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, his Shaykh and Murshid. So therefore I mentioned his name because it's his. But now by way of dua, each and every one of us can say that.
میرے مالک یہ یونس کی سن لے دعا, ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم.
Oh Allah, listen to this dua of mine. That every year I be blessed with my gaze in the haram shit, or presence in the haram shit.
میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم, یا جبال الحرم, یا جبال الحرم.
And he says, سلاطین عالم, the kings of the world also. Whatever palaces they may have, whatever kingdoms they may have, whatever kind of clothes they've got, and whatever kind of shoes they wore, and what kind of rings, and what kind of gold and silver that they have, but in Hajj they have to be in Ihram. And they also have to be Gadai Ihram, begging of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, like beggars.
May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give all who judge the spirit of Hajj.
May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala include us in their du'as. Allah Ta'ala must accept their tawaf, ziyarat, ibadat, hajj, umrah. Haziriyat al-Rawza Mubarak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. What can I do when the discussion begins of Madina Sharif?
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ, اللہ 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 اللہ.
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ.
یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں, مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں, ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ, اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. یا ارحم الراحمین, یا اکرم الاکرمین, یا غیاث المستغیثین, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام. مائی بلوڈ اللہ, مائی رحیم اللہ, مائی کریم اللہ, مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, مائی
are most merciful, most compassionate, most loving, most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful. Allah. 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 We are your most sinful servants on the surface of the earth. Day and night we have disobeyed you. We have used your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your very disobedience. The more the bounties, the more the ni'mats, the better the health, the more the wealth, the more your disobedience. Ha, mere Allah. Ab kitne gande hai, na paak hai, na layak hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Jaise bhi hai, bande bagar tere hai. We are your slaves, we are your servants. Where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? Hum kidhar jaye, hum kahan jaye? Tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi, tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar. Ab to hame maaf kar de. Forgive us, my Allah, forgive us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. We ourselves are sick and tired of committing sins, my Allah. We have found no peace, no happiness, no sukoon in sins. And how can we find sukoon in sins? Distance us, my beloved Allah, from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan. دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر. چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. We know we are deserving of your punishment, but we seek amnesty by Allah. Governments of the world give amnesty. Ya Allah, we are seeking amnesty from you. You are Arhamur Rahimeen. Bless us all with forgiveness of our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us all with good health, prosperity. Bless us with istiqamat in our deen. Bless us with your closeness, with marifat, with your yaqeen, with your muhabbat. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Make us yours and become ours. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy and jealousy. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Those who have financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are planning for hajj, who have left for hajj, Ya Allah, make their hajj maqbool, mabroor, asan. Accept their hajj and umrah. Accept their duas, their tawaf, their ziyarat, their ibadat. Include us in their duas, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, those who are still planning to go, make it easy for them. Remove obstacles from their path. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make their children obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the parents. Give the parents also the tawfiq to give those children proper upbringing and remove from their homes and lives all those things that are causing such corruption in the lives of the children. یا اللہ ہماری اولاد کو بھی نیک بنا دے, صالح بنا دے, ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے, میک دم دا کولنس آف وائز, میک دم ستا جاریہ فور اس, یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف ہزبینڈز اینڈ وائفز, پیرنٹس اینڈ چلڈرن, برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز, فیملی ممبر, امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا اللہ, امت ایٹ ایچ ادرز تھروٹس, ایوری ون وانٹ ٹو کل, مرڈر, بام, ڈسٹروئے, Muslims destroying Muslims, my beloved Allah, Pakistan, and other parts of the world, my beloved Allah, that ummah which was khairul umam is at the throat of their Muslim brothers and sisters in Chakra. Ha, where Allah unko hidayat. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is informed of the condition of his ummah around the globe. Cinemas, discos, theatres, porn sites, gambling, drinking, wine, adultery, fornication, haram earnings, interest taking and giving. In Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, watching so much of haram, listening to music, watching the films, musical tones on cell phones. Ah, my Allah, what kind of pain we are causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab to maaf kar de, maaf kar de. Ya Rabbi, maaf kar de. When the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina, Tayyiba. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram, discos, cinemas, theatres, popping drugs in our mouth, adultery, fornication. My beloved Allah, give us the realization the angel of death can strike suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, our homes, our lives. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and problem of the ummah around the globe. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And with all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. Our foreheads at your door, my Allah. Those who have passed away, fill the grave with noor. Give sabr jameel and azim to their family members, kith and kin. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيقنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم